This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for July 27, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. The SEC issued an opinion of the commission on Monday in a case between ABN AMRO Chicago LLC and Chicago Board Options Exchange Inc. and C2 Options Exchange Inc. Here is a summary of the opinion. ABN AMRO Clearing Chicago LLC petitions for review of disciplinary action taken by the Chicago Board Options Exchange Inc., or CBO, and C2 Options Exchange Inc., C2 collectively the exchanges. The exchanges found that ABN AMRO violated Rule 15C3-5 under the Securities Exchange Act of 1934, the Market Access Rule, or the Rule, and CBOE Rule 8.2, which requires adherence to applicable laws, by failing to maintain controls reasonably designed to assure compliance with pre-order entry restrictions on complex order auction responses. We conclude that ABN AMRO violated those rules by not having controls reasonably designed to prevent its client from placing unauthorized trades, but also find that the sanction imposed are excessive and should be canceled because outreach by the exchange's marketing department led to ABN AMRO's client placing the unauthorized trades. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Support our efforts to preserve industry history and educate the next generation of industry professionals and participants by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Today, we have part one of our interview with Ira Harris, a longtime CME member for the Open Outcry Traders History Project. Ira has some great stories and is very enthusiastic and is realistic about the mistakes he made during his trading career. Today, there is a mask requirement at the SBR for all inside activities because of a 140% spike in the number of COVID-19 cases in the last week in West Virginia. Luckily, today we are leaving the Boy Scout High Adventure base here and heading home. Goodbye to a beautiful Scout facility and to carbohydrate-laden food. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's the Ira Harris piece. Ira Harris, Open Outcry Traders History Project, Part 1. Ira Harris was on a career track to become a college professor in the 1970s, earning a master's degree in economics. But when he came home from school, his parents gave him $250 for a suit and told him to go look for a job. He did, interviewing at Continental Bank, First Chicago, and other banks, but he said he had broader expectations as well as aspiration to go to Washington to work for a congressional committee. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Second up is a special announcement from our friends at JPX. Launch of new JGate platform, JPX will offer one of the most liquid derivatives markets in Asia. On September 21st, 2021, Osaka Exchange Inc. and Tokyo Commodity Exchange Inc., JPX, OSE/TOCOM will upgrade the JGate derivatives trading system. The new JGate is based on the Genium iNet trading system and will offer lower latency and higher throughput for world-class trading performance, itch and ouch protocols, extended trading hours, and new flex derivatives and energy-based futures that will deliver a new era in trading convenience. You can learn more about this by clicking on a link in today's newsletter. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Virus cases in Tokyo leap to a record of 2,848 amid Olympics. Surge comes with tens of thousands visiting city for games. Games organizers reported 7 new cases connected with event. Daily coronavirus infections in Tokyo surged to a record 2,848 cases, about double the number found a week earlier, just as the Japanese capital hosts tens of thousands for the Olympics. My comment, and the gold medal for virus spreading goes to the Olympic Committee. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Humanity is caught in a doom loop. The planet is not exactly having its best decade. But then again, it's been here before. Last week on the East Coast, the moon turned blood red. Birds are dropping from the sky. Billionaires are frantically building rockets to flee the planet. It all feels a little apocalyptic. And maybe it should. The world is wrecked with drought, floods, wildfires, hunger, plague, more plague, political upheaval, and jorts. To name a few examples, my comment: when I was in college writing computer code on punch cards, the worst thing that could happen was a loop. Your program would run until infinity or until the mainframe kicked it out because of lousy programming. There is hope from loops, but they sure make you dizzy first. Here's a story from the New York Times. Return to office hits a snag. Young resistors. A generation gap has emerged between them and colleagues who value the workplace over advantages of remote work. Bridging it may require flexibility. David Gross, an executive at a New York-based advertising agency, convened the troops over Zoom this month to deliver a message he and his fellow partners were eager to share. It was time to think about coming back to the office. My comment: why go to the office when I'm just going to be put in a cubicle anyway? Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was crypto-based shadow financial market spooks regulators from Yahoo News. I would think so. Second was Bloomberg's wild superyacht secrets I learned when I became a deckhand. It's second time in the top three. Third was a New York Times, the most influential spreader of coronavirus misinformation online, about Joseph Mercola, an osteopathic physician in Cape Coral, Florida. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.